The text line 0460873873. I'm concerned about John Stanley supporting the Dragons after their loss yesterday. Not good. Well, I'm concerned about him on another matter, which I'll get to shortly. After hearing you on the continuous call team, you and Denver have something in common, says Braden Walker. You both love Maton guitars. Well, she's playing a Maton, is she? Well, it's one of the best brands there is, Maton and Fender. But when it comes to acoustic guitars, Maton's the blue chip one, they tell me. Ray Oyster sell Commodore 64 family packs at $4.99. Oh, $499 at Gross Brothers all those years ago. It says here $4.99, but it wouldn't be that cheap. It'd be $499. Nice words about Joel Fitzgibbon. I'm a liberal supporter, but I reckon he's the best politician of recent times. High-speed train network, says Greg on the text line. This federal government is off with the fairies. Catherine King should divert these monies to national roads throughout Australia and assist in slowing the nation's road toll. Now, the reason I wanted to speak to John Stanley today is not just because of what happened up there at Redcliffe yesterday. He's on the line. Hello, John.
G'day, Ray. How are you?
Not bad. Have you checked your phone?
I have checked my phone for this photo. Is correct? The phone that you've sent me, is this what I'm talking about now?
Yeah. Well, what happened? I was driving back from a celebration for my eldest granddaughter's 6th birthday from up around the Hunter. And we happened upon a vehicle in the North Connects tunnel, which captured my attention. Now, I know you do a thing with the duck every week about recreational vehicles and caravan and camping. Now, I've never known the difference between an RV and a camper, or a mobile home for that matter. But I've checked it out. Campers can be considered RVs, but not all RVs are campers. After all, an SUV with a sunroof, mounted tent and some amenities can technically be classified as RV, although it does resemble a camper. Were you aware of that, having done these segments for a number of years with Duck? I didn't know that.
Well, I read the commercials, but I don't necessarily know what I'm talking about. Let's be completely honest about it.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a lady and gentleman in this RV, and you know how some of the RVs, which is really good, they tow cars behind them, little cars, you know, so when they get somewhere, they can leave the RV on site, and then they take the little car off the trailer, and off they go. Or not on a trailer, it's just, you know, dragged along by a tow bar. Anyway, there's a little trailer behind this RV that was going southbound in North Connects, and I looked at it and I thought, that's a mobility scooter. And I'm thinking, what a good idea. This gentleman's obviously a golfer.
Yep.
And he takes his mobility scooter with him when he goes RVing. Well, on his trips around Australia. And that's the first time I've ever seen it, so I asked for a photo to be taken, and that's the photo I've sent to you this morning, so that when you talk to Duck on whatever night you talk to Duck about these matters, you can actually be knowledgeable and say, well, for the first time ever, we've seen a mobility scooter being towed by an RV.
Well, it is one, because if you look at it closely, it's the same colour as mine, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was the same model as mine, which is the blue chip 5-star IM4. That's what it looks like.
Well, it was funny because as I drew alongside the vehicle, I was half expecting you to be driving it, because I thought that looks, except there's no flag on the back. You know, you have that flag on yours, but this doesn't have a flag. Anyway,
well, I have just sent you a little photo, actually, of a little. There is actually a device you can have. It's not, you can stick it on the back of your tow bar, and you can have your little mobility scooter sitting on there. It's quite cost effective. It means you just drive straight into the golf club and drive it straight off the back.
Oh, I've got it now. So have you got one of these, or getting one, or what's the story?
The reason I didn't get one is that the moment you saw it, I think the Murph would be difficult to cope with, I think, because you would turn it into a running gag.
Well, I'll give that to Olivia's got it, so can you publish that so people at home know what John's talking about? So that's innovative. It's a three-wheeled mobility scooter as opposed to...
I've got the full four-wheeler, not the three-wheeler. I'd be tipping off it for sure.
Anyway, I just wanted an assessment. I tipped the Dragons after their stellar performance in round one. I can't believe what I saw last night.
Yeah, I know.
38 blot.
I was only talking to a mate of mine a moment ago, and he said to me, I don't want to talk about it because it ruins my day. There's nothing I'm going to do about it. Shane Flanagan's got to fix it. And he reckons I'm going to struggle to find someone to take with me to the game on Saturday.
Well, I just can't believe that. I know that they were very disappointed in the Dolphins, and Tabby Wyfadeau had a shocker and then came out with a five-star performance yesterday. But people who were at the game, who emailed me overnight, said it had seemed your team were disinterested and thought they had the game won even before kickoff, which is understandable. They were very confident.
It stopped me getting 8 out of 8. How is that presenter's tipping competition? Have you had a look at it? What's ours? Because we all have a tipping competition.
Well, I got 7 the same as you, and I think we're 1 or 2 off the pace. You lead the way, I think.
Actually, I think I'm leading, aren't I?
Yeah, you're on 13. I think I'm 3 behind you. But the big man tip 8 from 8, and he's blowing up today that there's not some sort of bonus for the 8 from 8. He thinks he should be on 13 with you with an extra 2 points, and I don't disagree with him entirely, but we'll have to talk to the organisers.
Yeah, anyway. All right, well...
What have you got in store for listeners tonight, John, on your meteoric program? Of course, across the nation, 2GB, 4BC, that I used to be on.
Well, Monday night we have Craig Bennett with us. Always very, very funny, Craig. He came in with Carlotta, actually, a couple of weeks ago. It was very funny.
Carlotta?
One of those moments they were very funny. It was like
Carlotta still about?
Carlotta's doing a show with Craig Bennett. In fact, I think I'm looking after the morning show for Luke Grant next Saturday at the Royal Easter Show, and I might even try and get Craig and Carlotta to come out. That would be a bit of a bonus, wouldn't it? I'm telling you, they're doing a show. They were at Castle Hill RSL on Saturday night.
What, with all due respect to Craig, who I think is very good on radio, what does he actually do in the show?
Well, I think he does do a small number, but he tells some of his stories woven in between Carlotta performing. It's very funny. It's a very funny show.
Yeah.
You're not convinced.
I beg your pardon?
You're not convinced. You're sounding unconvinced. They're at Blacktown.
I think Carlotta's very entertaining. I think I've actually seen Carlotta on TV, but I haven't. I've listened to Craig with you, but I'm happy for you to play this to him. I think Carlotta should be going solo. Hang on, Libby, just bring it over here, will you? Here it is. There's a advertising piece. Carlotta and Craig, the two of us.
Yep.
Okay, $39. Live in concert.
Blacktown on Saturday night, I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You've got a lovely leopard skin coat on, Craig.
Yes.
Here it is. Together they're outrageous and funny, serving up a silver platter, bringing laughs, feathers, sequins, and little razzle-dazzle. And that's just Craig. She's the queen of the cross and the bona fide Aussie showbiz legend. He's the king of the goss. Oh, that's a nice play on words. Carlotta and Craig are big class of the best champagne. He'll have the audience fizzing with excitement. They sing, they dance, they divulge extraordinary stories of their showbiz life, tell jokes, and dish the dirt with gusto. A show not to be missed. From a duo that's incomparable, not incomparable, as some would say, incomparable for their showbiz sparkle.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, you'll interview them at the Easter show next Saturday, will you?
Possibly. Well, I'm trying to organise it now, so I'll be out there at the show. You're going to the show. We're all going to... now I'm a bit worried because I've got to download that photo shortly to get my Easter show pass, and I'm less technically savvy than you are.
Well, Olivia will help you, or Hannah will help you from your own program, because she used to work for me and she's quite good with those technical things.
It's days like this, Ray, that I'm pleased I also support the Giants and the AFL. They're coming first.
Bailing on the Dragons, eh?
I'm
going to make a reappearance at Cogras Jubilee Oval one day this year, directly behind you in the broadcast box, just for old time's sake.
Yeah, well, that's where I am. I'm sitting right in front of the broadcast box. Get yourself out there. Come out on Saturday. In fact, are you working Saturday?
No, I'm doing a game on Sunday.
Come out with me. Come out to the game with me. Come on.
No. I've seen you at football games. You've become far too emotional. I'll see you later, okay? Look forward to your program
bye-bye.
Tonight.
Yeah, bye-bye.
That's John Stanley, host of the leading night program on Australian radio, particularly on 2GB in Sydney, 4BC in Brisbane as well.